instant phenomena that Lagoyna, the Mice of Mitzrayim, Yaymi Lula,
Rabshim Bayachoi. It's someone whose Torah is so far from us, and someone that so few of us have any chance of ever being Toyim, any of his Torah and his Giluyim. On the other hand, it seems to speak to a lot of people. It somehow, believe of it, seems to speak and be Moshe people. So Bal Korchov, that the Chelik of Torah that is his, that he was Megala and he was Miyasid, is not a not only a specific Chelik of Torah in the sense of the Divrei Soi, the way he gave it over, but the Pshat is it's a Chelik in all the other Chelik of Torah. It's another dimension in all the other Chelik of Torah that is his, that his Torah is the Shayrish of it, but it gives something in every other Chelik of Torah. It does have a Shayrish to everyone. I'll try to explain it. The four Chelik of Torah are called Pardes in Chazal, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. Every Chelik of every one of those four Chalakim is connected a specific Chush of a person, of an Edel Chush. Pshat is Shayach to the Olam of Re'iyah. Pshat is what a person sees, Pshat is what the words say, Pshat is what's apparent in front of him. So the chelik of Pshat and Torah is shayach to the chush of Re'iyah. That's the Torah for the Re'iyah. Drush is the chelik of Torah for Shmiah. Drushes are Torah Shabal Peh, is drushes. That's the chelik of drush. Drush you mekabel of Bal Peh, ish mipi ish mipi rabbi. And that chelik of Torah belongs to the chush of Shmiah. Remez is the pshat when you have a chelik of Torah where the guf adover is not, it's not on the surface, but there's something on the surface that gives it away, and that's the chush reyach. Just like when a person walks into a place and doesn't see anything but he smells something, so the person says he feels there's something there, just not sure what it is. So the chelik of Remez in Torah is the chelik keneged reyach, and that's the chelik where the Torah is meramez on certain things, and there's a reyach of something, but it's not apparent, it's not on the surface. There's one more chelik of Torah, and that's soid. Reb Tzadik speaks in place and he asks, why is soid called soid? If a person knows it, then it's not a soid. If a person doesn't know it, so anything, if a person knows chumash, so chumash is a soid. Why is this chelik of Torah miyuchad as soid? So Tzadik says that soid is connected the chush of tam. That every other chush I can share with someone else simultaneously. We both see the same thing. We both hear the same thing. We both smell the same thing. All other chushim a person can share with someone else. Te'ima is the chush that is miyuchah to the person that's toyim bilvat. Two people that are toyim of the same meichel, each one is toyim his own mouthful. Two people can't be toyim the same tam and of the same chayfetz. And b'meila, the chelik of soid in Torah, he says, he speaks mitzad avoida. He explains pshat, remez, and drush keneged moyach, keneged lev, keneged maisa. Soid is keneged the part where the avoida becomes that person's and that person's only. In other words, there's a chelik in the pnim where the thing is shayach to one person only. That's the chelik of tam. And b'meil, the chelik of soid of Torah is not the pshat, the part that's kept hidden from people. It's the part of Torah that each person is toyim his own te'ima, and there is no possibility for a zar. There's no possibility for two people to be toyim the same tam and the same kezayis. Each one has his own kezayis and his own tam. And b'meil, it's soid be'etzim, because in that chelik of Torah, there is no exchange be'etzim. in Maimon HaSinai, you had all four Giluyim. You had Re'iyah, the Eish, and the Lapidim, and the Har Oshin. There was the Chelek of Shmiah, which was Kolus Ubrokim, the Dafka, Kolus Ubrokim, Shofar. There was the Chelek of Reach. Chazal say that on each Dibra V'Dibra, Reach of Sheshanim filled, is the Pshat, because the Remez that was given with it is the Pchinas Reach. Where was the Chelek of Ta? So, the Medrash says that when the Medrash speaks about Ato Dabe Imanu, about Anoichi Veloziah, Epiah Gvura Shamanu, so Chazal say, they bring a pasuk, Ki Mipiv Das Usvuna, Hashem Yitin Chochma, Mipiv Das Usvuna. So Chazal say that Mashal to Melech, that his son came home, and the Melech asked him, what would you like to eat? And the son said, from whatever you have in your mouth. So, and the Melech, because the son was such a ohuv, gave him from his own mouth what he had. The same thing when he said, Daba Ato, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichin Lo'iyah, it was a p'china of getting it mipiv. Mipiv Idas Usvuna. So the pshat is somewhere in it, what's dova that's iafsha for us to imagine, and something that it's not that in our chushim it's not shayach, but it's possible that a person bitoye mipiv yizbarach, just like the ben who asked the melech for the kizayis mipiv, for the patstilin is loshon chazal mipiv. So the pshat is the ben wants to be toyim the same time as the father. When he's toyim the kezayis that came mipiv shal oviv. So the time and the te'ima of the father is in that kezayis. So kaviyochol there's a nekuda where a person could be mischabed to Torah and be toyim that te'ima that kaviyochol is mipiv. The mipiv dasu svuna is the makom where tam is given over. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, it wasn't the element of hearing. The hearing was the koilos and the brokim and the koil shofar. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, panim al panim, peh al peh, so there was a te'ima of that cheikh, a te'ima of that mechus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in given over to Klal Yisrael. In the last parak in Shir HaShirim, there's a dialogue between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam, and it says that the Umas Ha'olam asks Klal Yisrael, why are you so willing to be Moisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What, become assimilated, become part of us? Shuv v'shuv ha'shulams, they call out to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael goes through a whole arichas of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bochor Kairozim, the Tzavar, the shuk, the shoyk, the yadayim, everything. The whole shir kaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga is described, and the mile and the yichud of each one, doidi tzach v'odayim, v'chulu v'chulu. When the shir kaim gets finished, when the description of the shir kaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim is finished, there's one more chelik. Chikoy mamtakim v'kuloy machmadim. Chikoy mamtakim is what I described until now from top to bottom is the chitzonius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim. This is the tzura chitzonius, and these are the godless of all the inyanim. Chikoy mamtakim means that there's an arevus in the te'ima. HaKadosh Baruch, the te'ima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is arev to the cheikh. And kulei machmadim, in that darga there is no chiluk between the different anhogis. The Goyen's Talmud, the Avodah Zarah Geshuni, says that chikoy mamtakim is going on lasid lovei, that what's called yayin ameshuma is the chiluk of Torah that's locked in, that's gonus, it's meshuma and anovim are meshuma from sheish mei breishis, and the chikoy mamtakim is the chiluk that we still weren't Zeicher B'Shlemusay. everything until then is begolui. Chikim amtakim is what we're waiting for, because that's the cheich, that's the chelik of the te'ima kaviyachol of all the danhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was the Mor of Soid. So the pshat is, it's not only Soid in the sense of specific chelik of Torah. That's a chelik that's rochik from us, not something behes yodeinu. But it says l'moshel, even the Gemara, Reb Shimon is Dorish Taima de Kro, is the pshat, that chelik he was megala the te'ima in Torah, in the clothes of Torah, he's megala the koyach of te'ima, and in the chelak hasoid is completely the te'ima of Torah, it's completely time of Torah, and in the chelak of nigla there was dorish time of the crow. That chelak is a chelak that shayach to all of us, as Reb Tzedek explains in his explanation of paradise. There's a chelak that's pshat. One is connected Olam HaMaisa, one's connected Olam HaLev, one's connected Olam HaMoyach. Those are all Chalokim that we understand. But a person doesn't become Me'uchad and Me'yuchad with it until he's not Toyimit. Te'ima is the only Chush that brings it inside. It's the last stop, the Beis Ablia, the Te'ima is the last stop before the Anos Me'ayim, and the Pshat is the Shar to go in is through Te'ima. Chazal gave us the Mahalach how to learn different Chalkei Torah, and it says in Dorshim Barayis B'Shalosh and Dorshim Ayish B'Shalosh B'Shnayim. On this Chalik of Torah it says that you're not Dorish B'Yochid, also not Ma'isa Merkava, which is this Chalik of Torah, you don't dash Nafilu B'Yochid. So how do you give it over? So Chazal say that if he's Chacham U'Mevin Me'atzmoy, so you give him over Rashi Prakim. The pshat is, in the Torah, that's Chelek of Soid, in the Torah, that's the Te'ima cannot be given over, because you can't show it, you can't say it, you can't even give a reach of it. It's every person has his own Te'ima. The most you can do is point it out to the person. Of all the things that a yeshiva gives over to a person learning in yeshiva, different chelkei Torah, different eifani Torah, different anhagis, those are all very important. But the most important chelek of Torah can't be given over, and yet until a person hasn't reached it, a person is not there yet. You can re'iyah can be done, and shmiyah can be done, and re'ach can be done. But te'ima you can't give over. Every person has his own peh, every person has his own cheich, and every person has his own te'ima. And sometimes it's frustrating, because until the person hasn't been toyim, so it's not part of himself. It's mibachutz. The only place that it goes in is through te'ima, through arevus. So chacham, if the person is a chacham and maybe me'atzmai, the most you can do is point it out to him and say, there is a world that shayach to every single person individually. If a person doesn't have a tam in avoda or in Torah that's his own, a makom that he feels this is me and this is my tfisa and no one else has this tfisa, whether it's in Gemara, whether it's in Halacha, whether it's in Pnimius, whether it's in Avana and Tfisa and Yonim, but if a person doesn't have his dalet amis, that's his tam, then he's not there yet. And the most you can do is point out to a person and say, there is a mitzvah. Taste it, but it has to be on your own. You're going to have to do it on your own. And all I can tell you is, there is such a mitzvah, there is such a world. And until a person has been toyim it, then that te'ima, it's not part of him yet. It's mibachutz. All the other chushim are mibachutz. Te'ima starts when he's mavlir. Rashi says on the pasuk Yishakeni Minishikus Pihu. So Rashi says that Klal Yisrael is like someone who left her husband, an almona chaya, and Adayin Arevim Aleha. this, it still feels the mesikas of the previous engagement, of the previous being together. And it's misgagea to those days when there's the mesikas of a chosn kala, when it was upon him, upon him, peh, peh. And it says, umptuchim anu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return to us and be megala to us the tamei Torah v'sisrei tzfuneho. The chelik that we're missing is the tamei Torah v'sisrei tzfuneho. The moment of Har Sinai had a moment of mipiv das v'tvuna, and that's what we're misgagea to. And betuchim anu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be misgala leinu and give us over again, once again, those tamei Torah and sisrei tzfuneho. And on that, the pasuk says, "Yishakeni minishikus pihu." The nishikus pihu is the chech el chech. When you take a piece from the mouth of the melech, you take in your melech. There's a certain transfer of tam, and that's very close to having the ti'im of the melech. In the nishikus pihu, there's keilu a chibur of tam to tam. There's a chibur of chech to chech, of arevus to arevus, and there's tam to tam. And if there's something that a person, if there's the one thing that it's worth a whole tkufa, if once a person can have that enlightenment, then all he needs is, he needs to know that there is another chelk of Torah that he has to get to, and that no one can take him there. He needs to understand that everything is a sign pointing that way, and if he doesn't do it himself, it can't be given to him. Everything, the sum total of everything that's taught is only remazim for a person who's a chacham and a maven aleph. And for the person that has that ha'ara, that has that enlightenment, that the hairs is the chelik ha'tairah, and makes his amelus and his effort to get it, then betuchim anu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be megala in a small way to that person the Tamei Torah, Sisrei Tzfuneho, and Bizoicha Dishakeni Meneshikos Pihu.